following our mild weekend. It is a windy and warm Monday afternoon across our area. Temperatures, though, will change dramatically over the next couple of days. They will drop like a rock tomorrow night into Wednesday, and then temperatures will rebound back to seasonable levels for Thursday and Friday. But first things first, let's talk about the warm weather. Temperatures this afternoon have come up well into the 70s across the region. We've had a few spots nudge the 80-degree mark. Certainly the wind has been quite noticeable, gusting frequently to around 35 miles per hour. And that wind and warm-up is all being driven by an area of high pressure that is off the Atlantic coast. And on the backside of that high, we have that flow out of the south helping to push the warm air into the northeast. That will all change, though, as we work through the next 24 hours. A strong cold front will push in from the west, and we'll see a wave of low pressure right along that frontal system during the day tomorrow. So clouds will continue to thicken as we work through the night, and showers will become likely, especially after midnight. There's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder. It is going to be a warm night with low temperatures mainly in the 50s, and the wind will continue to be gusty out of the south and southwest. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we will see periods of rain, and that rain will be heavy at times through the day. There could even be a couple of rumbles of thunder. It will be a mild day again, but not as warm as today, with temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid-60s. But as the cold front comes through late tomorrow, temperatures will drop very quickly. In fact, the cold air may come in quickly enough that the rain could end as a period of snow, especially in the North Country and an area as well to the west of Albany late tomorrow into tomorrow night. So it's certainly possible for an accumulating snow, especially in the Adirondack Mountains. Temperatures tomorrow night will fall back into the 20s. Highs on Wednesday will only be in the 40s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s. A flood watch is in effect for tomorrow. Rain will be heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy, high in the lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s. Tomorrow cloudy, rain heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy, high in the lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s. Tomorrow rain heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s. Tomorrow rain heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains, mostly sunny and not as cool on Thursday, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.